A second whistleblower has come forward confirming much of what we've already heard about that phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. For most Republicans, the latest developments are not enough to turn on the president. Maybe they think Trump's actions don't merit impeachment, or maybe they know what happens when you speak out. Just look at Jeff Flake. The Republican represented Arizona on Capitol Hill for 18 years. Flake emerged as a vocal critic of the president, and that may have cost him his job. Here's a speech Flake gave on the Senate floor 2 years ago, announcing that he would not seek re-election.
When the next generation asks us, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you speak up? What are we going to say? Mr. President, I rise today to say enough.
Flake said by leaving, he would be better able to serve his country and his conscience. So how's that going? Jeff Flake is now a resident fellow at Harvard's Institute of Politics, and he thinks for Republican lawmakers, a reckoning is coming.
Well, at some point, there will be a breaking point. At some point, the Republicans will simply say, we can't do this anymore. They'll see support shifting, they'll take their role as senator or member of the House seriously and say, no matter what the electoral prospects are, we can't defend this activity.
How many whistleblowers will it take for Republicans to see the reality? I mean, you must speak with people on the Hill. I mean, did they have a number?
Well, a lot of them went through the Mueller report thinking this will be it. This will be it whenever there would be a new revelation. And it just wasn't. And, so many of them are awfully afraid that this will pass and the president will still be popular and that will put them in a position that is simply untenable. This is, I don't know how in the world you can countenance that kind of phone call and say that there's nothing to see here. I mean, for a president to encourage another head of state to investigate this president's political opposition, that is simply an abuse of power. It is.
Well, just today, we saw three prominent Republicans, Nikki Haley, Marco Rubio, and Lindsey Graham, condemn Trump's decision to remove U.S. troops from Syria, yet still large silence on the whole issue of Ukraine and potential impeachment. What is that line? I mean, what will it take for the party to just move away from Trump?
Well, you can differ from the president on an issue here or there, but something so central as to whether the president is impeached or not, that's altogether different in terms of what Republicans are willing to do.
Senator Flake, you wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post last week in which you make a distinction between the decision by Senate Republicans to impeach the president and the decision to support his reelection. What is that distinction?
There are many who believe that this might, if there is an impeachment but a failure to convict in the Senate, it will embolden the president or increase his political longevity. There are really good questions as to whether or not to move forward with this remedy, but there is no excuse, in my view, given what we know as Republicans, to support the president's reelection. That's what puzzles me, that anybody could say that the president deserves reelection after all this.
Do you really think that's an easy decision? I mean, we've seen what happens to senators who, quote unquote, step out of line, like Mitt Romney.
No, it's not an easy decision if you're thinking politically. I mean, I mentioned in that op-ed that I am living the consequences. I would have liked to have done a second term in the Senate. But for me, I simply couldn't stand on the same campaign stage as the president when he's ridiculing my colleagues or people are shouting, lock her up, and expect to simply smile at that. I couldn't do it. And I know that many of my colleagues troubled by it and uncomfortable, and it's awkward. But I hope that in the end that they say we simply cannot support his reelection. But it's not an easy decision. You're right.
And what about constituents who want Trump to win in 2020? Isn't it an elected official's job to listen to their constituents?
Well, it's an elected official's job in a representative democracy to, to put a platform out there and stand by it. And if your constituents feel differently in a representative democracy, it's one job to say, here's why I think this is the right path, and to educate. Obviously, you can't get so far afield from where your constituents are, but in a representative democracy, it's your job to try to educate and say, this is what happens when we go down this road. And I don't see enough of that going on right now. It's too much following and not enough leading.
That was Jeff Flake, former senator from Arizona.